In today's halacha, we will continue the segments of laws that relate to the laws of Erev Shabbos. In last week's segment, we elaborated on the mitzvah of Kavod and Einik Shabbos and explained how the main mitzvah of Einik Shabbos is for a person to eat and drink exquisite foods, delicious foods on Shabbos, and that is the main mitzvah of Einik. In today's lesson, we will discuss the concept of eskafia, the concept of holding oneself back on Shabbos, and whether one should or should not refrain from delving into lavish delicacies on Shabbos. So it is clear that both on the halachic and esoteric aspects of the Torah, it is a mitzvah to embellish in Einik Shabbos by eating delicacies and drinking fine beverages. And thus, the whole concept of sanctifying oneself with that which is permitted does not apply in Shabbos. Meaning, during the week, there's a concept in the service of God in Avedis Hashem called Kaddish Es Atzcha B'Motzloch and Kedeshim Tiyu, that a person should not involve himself overly in materialistic matters, and everything he eats and drinks and does should be only for the sake of serving God, to have energy. So we're saying that on Shabbos, this idea of sanctify yourself, that which is permitted, does not apply towards food. And on the contrary, one should specifically embellish in his eating of delicacies and drinking fine drinks. This is based on halacha, as we previously learned, that the Alter Rebbe writes, based on the Gemara, the one who is ma'anik Shabbos through eating and drinking, he merits to have all of his sins atoned and is safe from the din of Gehenna. As well, in esoteric sources, we find in Tanya chapter 7 that the Alter Rebbe states, one who eats fatty ox meat and drinks tasty wine, when done for the sake of fulfilling the mitzvah Einik Shabbos and Yontiv, its divine sparks become elevated. This is in contrast to during the week, when if one eats it for the wrong purposes, for Einik, it does not become elevated. Likewise, in the Gezer Kodesh 26, the Alter Rebbe writes that on Shabbos there is an elevation of Klipas Noga, and therefore it is a mitzvah to eat all the delicacies on Shabbos and to an increase in meat and wine, even though during the week one would be considered a glutton for doing so. In the Maamar Maksarim of the Alter Rebbe, he writes that in essence Shabbos is meant to be a day without eating or drinking, as it is similar to the world to come. However, since it is impossible to receive the godly pleasure of Shabbos without a physical vessel for this pleasure, therefore one is obligated to eat on Shabbos in order to receive the spiritual pleasure which is contained within it. All in all, it comes out to both from a halachic and esoteric perspective of Torah, it is a mitzvah to embellish an Einik Shabbos to the point that the Alter Rebbe writes in Maamar Maksarim that that is the kli, the vessel, that receives the Einik of above. Nevertheless, we do find an interesting clause within this mitzvah of Einik Shabbos, which many are not aware of, and that is as follows. The above mitzvah to embellish an Einik Shabbos in food and drink is contingent on that one eats and drinks the delicacies for the right intentions and right motives, which means for the sake of fulfilling the mitzvah of Einik Shabbos. One who, however, does not have such intentions, but rather is simply doing so in order to fulfill his animalistic desires, then such eating is no better than eating during the week, which the concept of Kaddish Atzcha Matulacha fully applies. The Shlach Kaddish writes that such a person who eats to fulfill his pleasures on Shabbos is not considered to be honoring Shabbos, but is considered to be honoring himself on Shabbos, says the Shlach. Meaning, you have to honor Shabbos by eating and not honor yourself on Shabbos. This idea that one must eat for the right reasons even on Shabbos is brought down in numerous halachic svarim, as we will now go into. It's recorded in the Kaf HaChaim in chapter 529. The Ksav Sefer, which was the son of the Chacham Sefer, in Tshuva 107 writes, that one does not eat for the sake of the mitzvah on Shabbos, then the meal is considered a Sudas Rishus. It's not even considered a Sudas Mitzvah. And this is also evident from the wording of the Alter Rebbe in chapter 7 in Tanya, that he writes, when a person eats for the sake of Einik Shabbos. Meaning that even on Shabbos, you can't just eat for the sake of pleasuring yourself. You have to eat for a spiritual motive, but the spiritual motive of Shabbos is different than during the week, because during the week, the motive is simply to have energy. On Shabbos, I can do it even not to have energy, but simply to fulfill the mitzvah of Einik. The Shlach Kaddish in Shabbos, near mitzvah, writes that those which eat and drink to their heart's content, and due to the great amount of food, fall into slumber, are not considered to be pleasuring Shabbos, but to be pleasuring themselves on Shabbos. The Rebbe Rashab, in Sefer HaMemor and Samach Vav, writes that eating on Shabbos is not a physical pleasure, but a spiritual pleasure. In a sikha dated 1951 of Chai Yisara, the Rebbe states an interesting matter, saying that how scrupulous should one be in the mitzvah of Einik Shabbos in terms of food. So he says like this, that even the scrupulousness of eating Einik Shabbos should have to have a limit. And how do you measure that limit? That's in accordance to the amount that one's scrupulous by other mitzvahs, especially mitzvahs that are painful to accomplish. Meaning, if you're doing it truly for the mitzvah of Einik Shabbos, in the same way you're mahadir in other mitzvahs that are difficult, that's the extent you should be mahadir in Einik Shabbos, because that shows you're doing it really for the mitzvah, not for your stomach. Based on all this, it's interesting to note that there's a tradition found amongst chassidim in general, as well as certain tzaddikim, that they would actually diminish their amount of embellishment contained within the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Einik Shabbos, and they would avoid eating certain foods on Shabbos, and sometimes they would eat only minimally on Shabbos. So is a tradition amongst Chabad Chassidim as recorded in Kitzur Hilchos Shabbos, and it's brought down in the Guskeidish Rebbe Rayat that Reb Moshe, the son of the Alter Rebbe, would diminish his eating throughout the week, including Shabbos and Yom Tov. Likewise, the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber of the Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down in his Sefer Magid Meisharim, which he was taught from the angelic master, the Magid, in which it says that the Magid commanded the Beis Yosef to diminish eating food even on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Shloch concludes that certainly one is to avoid eating if this will refrain him from spending his time on learning Torah, which is the entire purpose of Shabbos. Thus, in conclusion, it comes out that, of course, there's a mitzvah to embellish an Einik Shabbos, and all the greatness is said about it, but the mitzvah is not to embellish in the pleasure of one's stomach, but embellish in the mitzvah of having pleasure on Shabbos and doing for the sake of the mitzvah. And because of this refined matter, there were tzaddikim and chassidim that did do some forms of eskafia of holding back on foods on Shabbos.